1 Timothy chapter 2. Therefore, first of all, I urge that humble requests, prayers, petitions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings, and all who are in authority, in order that we may live a peaceful and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. This is good and acceptable before God our Savior. He desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and there is one mediator for God and man, the man Christ Jesus. He gave himself as a ransom for all, as the testimony at the right time. For this purpose I was appointed a herald and an apostle. I am telling the truth, I am not lying, and a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. Therefore, I want men in every place to pray and to lift up holy hands without anger or arguing. In the same way, the women are to dress with proper clothing, with modesty and self-control, not with braided hair or gold or pearls or expensive clothing, but with what is proper for women who proclaim godliness through good works. A woman should learn in silence and with all submission. I do not permit a woman to teach or to exercise authority over a man, but to live in quietness. For Adam was formed first, then Eve. Adam was not deceived, but the woman was deceived and became a transgressor. However, she will be saved through bearing children if they continue in faith and love and sanctification with self-control.